am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio, and this is Cindy Freeman, your host. And again, Happy New Year to those who haven't been with us since the new year started. Now, let me know that if you get some background noise, I am still broadcasting from the coffee shop, Sharehouse Goods, out here in Milwaukee, because I still don't have a computer, and I am grateful enough that they are letting me use their facility. And you know what? It is so cool. So you might hear some paper tearing or some tape tearing or people chatting or whatever. You know, I like making this place a little bit of a home away from home. It's kind of fun because they're really friendly people over here. Add to that, you know, it makes it for when you call in, just a little bit more of a family atmosphere. This is a fun show. This allows you to be a part of it without worrying about how you might sound or what you might say. So I am very grateful for that. And I welcome you to join us in a couple of different ways, if you'd like. The first would be that if you are on the Blog Talk Radio page, you can scroll all the way to the bottom of the page. And as I am talking about it, I'm opening it right now. We do have a chat room at the bottom of the page that you can participate in. And, you know, ask questions. Let me know what resonates with you. All that fun stuff is part of the show. The other part is that you can go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, group, excuse me, on Facebook and ask questions there. Now, the difference is at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio page, of course, when the show ends, your comments go away. And we can't share with you after the show. However, on Facebook, those that posting stays up there indefinitely. I'll stay pinned to the top of the page. I'll open that one up shortly and allow you to be part of our discussion that way as well. Then, of course, there are two others. If you're calling in on Skype, press the 1 key and I'll know you want to talk to me. And the other is if you want to call in by phone, our number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Press the 1 key then also, and we will bring you onto the air. Our topic today is going to be about Facebook security and privacy for those who need to be or want to be in the know, and that's all of us. You know, there's a lot of stuff going around these days about privacy and security and what you should be posting and what's not posting and all that fun stuff. And what the reality is that, you know, a lot of it's hoax. A lot of it is caused by people who want some scare tactics and want to up their own views and their viral visibility and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's not needed. A lot of the extra stuff is just not needed. So I want to let you know that the song that you heard at the beginning of the show is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the True Trinity. The vocalist you heard was Jillian Clark as one of our Trinity. The other is Rachel Martinez, and the third is myself. You can get that song at truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. Now, if you want to get a hold of me directly, as I said, I am Cindy Freeman, your host. You can email me at cindy@purposetalkradio, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Also on that website, there's lots of information about who we are, what we are. I who our guests have been and will be up and coming, how you can participate in a marketing package if you have services or products you'd like to share with our listeners, how you can be a guest, all that wonderful stuff. Now, our guests every week are people who are living their purpose. And what we share with you is how they came to know that, how they came to achieve it. And hopefully they give you some details about how you can live your purpose. So next week, our guest is going to be Anita Miranda, and she is a teacher, an author, a singer, and we'll be sharing with you how she came to. And hopefully I didn't lose my call here. They're going in, and I did.
So just to let you know that what you've got here is that people are able to share what they've got and what they want to share with the world. And I greatly, greatly appreciate that. So having said all of that,
what I'd like to do is get into our discussion today a little bit about security and privacy on Facebook, because I've been seeing a lot of things out there that just is not right. So, you know, what the deal is here, if you think about it, you know, Facebook has been around quite some time, right? And the reason I'm doing this is because I do coach people, and periodically I get messages going, Cindy, did you see this? Or Cindy, did you see that? Or would you find this out about for me? And all that kind of stuff. Well, what I've discovered is that most of it's hoax. And a lot of it, if you go to Snopes.com, here we go with the wonderful coffee grinder. Isn't that fun? I love being in this place. I get to share coffee and the sounds of, and smells of fresh coffee going on all the time. It's so cool. You know, one of my favorite drinks. You know, by the way, I just discovered this week that, you know, you really don't have to have water instead of coffee. I just want to let you know that. So go see my Facebook page and you'll find out what that means. Okay, so back to the Facebook stuff. You know, you look at life and what's going on, and if you think about it, you know, Facebook's been around a long time. If they were going to be there to copy your stuff and break into your computer and all that, you know, somebody would be there to stop them. It's pretty much a given about that. You know, it just can't happen. But yet, there's a lot of times that people get really scared about that. And they start posting things, and they don't check up on them. And instead, they spread the fear instead of spreading the no. And like I started saying, one of the places that I typically go to look up something, if it sounds too good or too bad to be true, is I go to Snopes.com, S-N-O-P-E-S.com. And I look it up, and I go into the subject. And I say, okay, is this right? Is this wrong? And what does it really mean? I search on the internet, Yahoo, Google, whatever. And just look this stuff up before I will pass it on. And, you know, sometimes the stuff's wrong. I admit that, too. But a lot of times, you know, if you do a search, you're going to find out exactly what is and is not correct, and what you can and can't do to protect your security and your stuff and the information that you share. So I'm going to go through some things here, piece by piece, and let you know what you can do to protect your information. So for those of you who are just setting up a page, you know, when you first set up your page, you can very easily set up your individual security rate when you do that, because it will ask you who you want to see all of the things that are showing on your page. It will have you identify who you want to see your pictures, who you want to see the actual posts, who you want to be able to like and comment on your posts. All that stuff is right there as you're setting it up. If you want to see what you have currently, to see who and what you've got there, you can always, at the very top of your profile or at any of your groups, is click on this, the little lock and the lines next to it, and it's a privacy checkup. And you can go each step and you can see who can see your information, who can contact you, how they can contact you, and what you can do to stop from people bothering you and sending you messages and spam and advertisements and all those things that you don't want to have out there. So my first suggestion for everybody is to go back in there and make sure that things are set the way you want. Typically, my stuff is seen by my friends, people who I have on Facebook. And the biggest thing, and I'm going to say this probably several times today, the biggest thing is that if I don't want my information out in public, I don't post it on Facebook, period. If I think it's ever going to compromise me, I'm going to not put it on Facebook. So, you know, I stay away from political things. I stay away from discriminatory things. I will only post, I'll try to stay on the positive of things and find the positive in this, the information. Even when I share in groups and share on various pages, I do the same thing. I look for an angle that I can take to make it sound better and be better and all of that. So, you know, as you go in, now the other thing, you know, that you can figure out, you know, a lot of times one of the big suggestions is as you put in your information, again, if you don't want people to know where you live, don't be specific about your city. Don't put your city of hometown. Now, actually, I like it because if somebody's looking for me for a reunion or some kind of event, I actually like my hometown being put in there because it gives them an idea as to how they can reach me. I would suggest, as always, with all of your social media, your emails, everything else, that when you go in, you set up and make sure you change your passwords once a month, you know, not on the same day, not at the same time. Otherwise, you know, somebody's going to know when you change it, they know when to break in, and they can start tracking that somehow. But, you know, pick, like, you know, the second week of the month maybe, and one time do it a Thursday or a Monday or a morning or an afternoon, and vary it a little bit, so that you can not be tracked and, you know, improve your security. Of course, don't use passwords that are similar to each other each time. And or if you do, make them enough different that someone who might have broken into or been tracking your account can't just go use it. You know, when I had my computer stolen, the first thing I did was jump on all of my email, social media things, and changed all that so that people could not break in. I picked a whole new series of stuff, combinations of things to be able to use so that they were not similar to what I had before, because, of course, my passwords were saved on my computer. Good, bad, or indifferent on that. You know, if you're using the same computer to saving them, sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's not. You know, but this time I decided I was going to go. I just started doing that on my computer, actually, which was kind of interesting. You know, the other thing, you know, review your activity log once in a while. If you don't know where that is, you go to the very top of your profile and it says view activity log. And go through that and make sure nothing's been posted that you didn't intend to post. Things as your name, things as your business. Just make sure that they are not, you know, that things look like things that you would normally write. It's really hard to go in there and track things that, you know, for somebody to post on those things, but every once in a while something might slip through. So you want to make sure that your posts are really from you and not from, like, some applications or things like that that you have approved inadvertently and don't want to do that. As part of setting up some of those privacies, there is a connection to all of the applications that you have ever approved on Facebook. And if you go in there and you look at them, I set all of them to only me. So what that means is if these applications start posting willy-nilly or something, that it can only, I'm the only one that's going to see the postings. It's not going to go to all my friends. If I tag someone, you know, if I win points or something with somebody and they're tagged in it, that's a different story. Then it will show up on their timeline and for their friends also. But in general, all of my apps I post as only me. So when I register for an app, I automatically change that to only me. And if something has slipped through the cracks, again, I periodically check my apps and make sure that all of it is listed as only me. And that's one of those things, again, underneath that lock, you'll be able to find those. There is a section that says your apps, and it lists all the applications. The other part is it shows a lot of this shows up also on the left-hand side of your profile. Various things that you are a part of, it says, look at your apps, and you can see which ones there are. And you can identify who gets to see that and how they post also for you. I look at my groups, and I make sure that, you know, if I see things that are spam or whatever, I let the administrator know that there's junk coming in. I'm sorry, folks. The Ray-Ban sunglasses are not good deals. They are spams and ways to collect your information most often. Occasionally you'll get something that's not quite what you want. There are some things I share back to my wall that are only seen by me, again, that I want to keep, maybe a recipe or something that I really don't care whether my friends see it or not, or if there's something political or, you know, I may share it only back to me. And so that gives the opportunity, too, that I get it or can look at it later and make sure it's things that I want to really put on my wall. And then I can change the privacy if I want later. You know, that's fine, too. So they're being so great to me here. They're just being so quiet, and I love it. I should just ask the people here how they use Facebook. But you know, I won't.
And you know, just however we can make that all happen, it's just a wonderful thing. You know, as you look at because of these various applications, these various groups and things too. You know, look at the other thing is look at the posting policy in each of the groups periodically. Make sure that it shows up that the status on all those groups is something that you really want to be sharing your stuff in.
So that, you know, sometimes the names change, the policy changes, the days of when you can do certain things change. Take a look at all of that and make sure that you don't get yourself booted out of them, that you are sharing things that are relevant for the whole group to listen to and read and that kind of thing. I have to go back through because, you know, there's groups and there's pages on which I share the show. And there are days of the week when I have to make sure how I'm sharing it, when I'm sharing it. You know, how that's all going to happen. And I have to go back through and look and make sure that I'm not going to get myself kicked out or thrown, you know, whatever, because I'm doing something wrong. That's not cool that you get people irritated. So let's see. I want to take a little bit of a commercial break, I think, at this point.
I want to feel happy.
And one of those things that, you know, I avoid politics normally. But there's one little song, one little thing that I want to share with all you folks. And I was at the Deaf Club yesterday watching the Packer game. So, yes, I allowed my Facebook page to identify where I was. And none of them don't do that either. Very careful about that. You know, especially since the robbery. I don't want people to know generally where I am. But I was there, so, you know, got to see the Packers win and all that stuff. And I've got a friend that, you know, is really helping me celebrate that win, and I'd like to share that with you. His name is Eddie J. Lemberger, and he created a song called I Love My Green Bay Packers. Now, all right, I know this has nothing to do with Facebook security and privacy, but, you know, in this case today, I want to share this wonderful news with you all, and because I know there are people out there who are Green Bay fans that might be interested in this. So for right now, I'd like to have you hear this song, I Love My Green Bay Packers by Eddie J. Lemberger.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played. I love my Green Bay Packers. Pity Chicago, Detroit, and Tampa Bay.
Throwing the vibe.
They all come up as Lakers. We take our opposition and crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay. Limbaugh, tell Hillary and Bill.
Oh, tell them what?
I love my Green Bay Packers. Tell Will and Scott, tell Oprah and Phil.
And Regis too.
I love my Green Bay Packers. I'll bet even Ditka's a secret Packer fan.
He ain't so dumb.
He knows the best show lackers. So if you're green with envy, wear gold, they're perfect matchers. That's why I love my Green.
Down.
Well, there you go. Okay, I have to promote the Green Bay Packers because, you know, I live here. I live in Wisconsin, therefore. No, exactly what the win is. And, okay, so a friend of mine just walks in behind me and, you know, is talking. So, you know, you never know, like I said, who I'm going to have show up on my show. I'm trying to convince her about Facebook, so she should just be listening to this radio show at this point in time because maybe she's learned a little bit about security and privacy, just like we're talking today. Anyway, so, okay, let me get back to the subject at hand here. which is, again, the privacy and security of Facebook and some of the things that you can do to protect yourself. So, of course, you know, every time when you go to make a post, if you you can adjust who gets to see it right then and there, too. You know, at the very lower bottom right-hand corner, you can create, whether your friends, just specific people, whatever gets to see that. By doing that, you also, you know, can limit or make it as wide as you'd like. It's up to you. You know, what you want to do is just your friends or everybody. Periodically, I post something for everybody just because I do have some people out there I really restrict to only allowing to see my public posts because I don't want them to know my whole life story. You know, like some of my teachers, just like they restrict their students to certain things. You know, when you add a friend. Oh, let me back up just a little bit. When I first add people, I determine how much they're able to see as well. I put them into categories. I have actually probably about 50 different categories from musicians, musicians, friends, various churches I've been involved with, nonprofits I'm part of, groups, specifically some people I've added from various groups and pages I'm part of. Purpose Talk Radio connections, possible guests, all that kind of stuff. All of that is, I identify them. And at the very bottom of that list, of course, the top and the default ones are friends or acquaintances. You can pick that right away. And then one of the other main ones is restricted. And restricted means that those people, yes, you add them as friends, but they can only see public posts that you make. They can see automatically your every time you change your Facebook cover or your profile, those covers and those pictures are automatically viewable by everybody. That's just one of those defaults that you really cannot change. However, other pictures that you post, if they are put to an album and you're uploading them to your Facebook page, those you can restrict. If you were just putting things out there as your comments, again, those you can restrict by who you see. If you pick public, again, any of those people that you've restricted are going to see it. So if you're making a comment about a teacher, you probably don't want to make that public. Just kidding. I love my teachers, so it's not something I would be doing. You know, or about your neighbor or about the noise in your building or that kind of thing, you don't want everybody seeing that. You only want your friends to be able to see that. Or you may want to restrict it to just a group of people who you know and trust, you know, are parts of different things in your life. The pictures. Let's go back to pictures a little bit. When you put in the pictures, you can create an album and you can determine who can see those as well. A lot of my things from church I make public so that when I share over to the church page, everybody can see it. You know, all the public people can see that. On the other hand, my family pictures, I restrict those to just my family or just my friends because then those are the only ones, even when I post, that are actually going to be able to see the picture in that post. Let's see. Let's see if there's anybody. Again, I want to invite you to call into the show if you'd like at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And or hit that one on the Skype button if you're listening to it. And or make the comment in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations or in the chat room on the bottom of this page. So, okay, here's one of the things that has gone out on Facebook that really is not true, and I want to talk about it a little bit more. It's one of the things that I've seen several people share, and it says, I do not give Facebook or entities associated with Facebook permission to use my pictures, information, or posts past, both past and future. By this statement, I give notice to Facebook. It is strictly forbidden to disclose, copy, distribute, or take any other action against me based on the profile is private and confidential information. The violation of privacy can be punished by law, UCC 1-308-11, states 308-108, and Rome statute. That information is not correct. My understanding is that's not even a correct statute number that would be able to do anything with this. Second of all, your information is not confidential and private because you are putting it out to the public. Therefore, it is automatically not private information. It is automatically information that is free for all. Another one that's being out there is today, and then if you put the date, in response to the Facebook guidelines and under articles L.111, 112, and 113, the Code of Intellectual Property, I declare that my rights are attached to all my personal data, drawings, paintings, photos, texts, etc., established or published on my profile. For commercial use of the foregoing, my written consent is required at all times. Those reading this text can copy it, paste it on their Facebook wall. This will allow them to place themselves under the protection of copyright. By this release, I tell Facebook that it's strictly forbidden to disclose, copy, distribute, broadcast contents. And then it goes back again to this other thing of what we just discussed. It says Facebook's now an open capital entity, and all members are invited to post a notice of this kind. It is open format, and you're right. Once it's put out there, it is protected by copyright. That is why Facebook set up the new share policy that when you share, it doesn't share with just your name on it anymore. It shares back as the entity from which it came. So it will be shared, so-and-so shared what's, you know, whatever it was as its original creator. And that is something that is just great. So when if you share on your page, you know, especially your pages or your groups, it will come back with those names on it. It will come back as your name. If you, you know, share, your name will be the one that shared it. So those are, you know, good ways to be sharing information. You know, you can't stop what's going to happen. You can't stop other people from sharing it. If you don't want them to share it, guess what? Don't post it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the energy, the effort, or to bother watching it to make sure that you don't have anything happen to it. Because it will still get out there. People like to share. They love to share graphics. They love to share quotes. They love to do all these things that keep people active and involved in their lives. So I would like to give you a little bit different version of this policy. And I got to tell you that this one, when I looked at it, pretty much says how creative some people can be. And it also tells you exactly how good the other one was, because they can do the same thing, you know, it says the same thing with a little tongue-in-cheek in it. It says, I hereby give my permission to the police, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, the Swiss Guards, the Priory of Squain, the inhabitants of Middle Earth, agents Mulder and Scully, the Goonies, all the Stormtroopers and Darth Vader, the Mad Hatter, Chuck Norris, S.H.I.E.L.D., the Avengers, the Illumini, the Men in Black, the X-Men, Ghostbusters, the Justice League, Gandalf, Dumbledore, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and all the members of the Van Halen, even Sammy, Voltron, the Skirt Tails, the Shirt Tails, Thundercats, Doctor Who, Heart to Heart, Mystery Inc., Scooby-Doo, Dr. Gerner, Angela Lansbury, the WWF, the EPA, and even Magnum P.I., He-Man, Jay, and Silent Bob, Cheech and Chong, Neo, Blade, and the Boondock Saints to view all the amazing and interesting things that I publish on Facebook. I'm aware that my privacy ended the very day that I started Facebook. I know whatever I post can and usually does get shared, tagged, copied, and posted elsewhere. If I don't want anyone else to have it, I don't post it. Do not share. You must copy and paste. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. That really is the truth about Facebook, that, you know, whatever you put out there is going to be there. It's just use your smarts, use your intelligence. Think about what you're going to put out there. If you're angry one day, don't put it up there. There's no need for the world to know about it. If you're having a super good day because you won the lottery, you probably don't want to tell people about that either because you don't want people knocking at your door. To try to collect or saying that they're your long-lost relative, you know, at least not the amount. You could say you won a $5 lottery. That's a whole different story. Nobody's going to bug you about that. Anyway, so that's the big thing about the Facebook security and privacy that I wanted you all to know. You know, look through it periodically. When you get those messages, go back to Facebook security directly and take a look at what they say. They do update things. That's correct. But, you know, they're not going to jeopardize their public standing. They're not going to jeopardize what they want. And, by the way, they're not going to charge you to be a member. They've said that from the very beginning. That is not going to change. It says it in all their things. They're not going to sit here and charge you a dollar a post or turn into a membership thing. They're making their dollars from advertising. You know, that's why you don't see as much advertising from the businesses and things like that. Rather, you do see it as an advertising and suggested post from the businesses. That's why, you know, that's what it's all about. That's why as a business and as a page, you don't get the shares because they want you to pay for that. And that kind of makes sense. As a private entity, though, it's not going to happen. So just so you know, folks, that is, I think, all of it. If you've got questions, please do put something up on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, and we'd be happy to answer it. You can listen to the show at the same place that you listened to it originally. The link is exactly the same every week. For one more week, we will be broadcasting on Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. Then we'll be changing to either Friday or Sunday. Kind of leaning toward the Friday so that I can have the internet access. Don't know yet if I'm going to get it at home otherwise for Sunday. If you wish to reach me directly, you can do so at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at PurposeTalkRadio.com. And that on that PurposeTalkRadio.com page, there is information about how to be a guest, how to support us with the marketing package for your products or services if you want to share it with people who are wanting to know how to live their purpose and be a purpose to the world. I am looking for guests now, especially since we're changing the day. I had to change some things around. People who want to share with the world how they came to know their purpose, how they came to live it, and what they want to share with the rest of the world. Next week, my guest is Anita Mirando, like I said, both teacher, author, singer, and she will be sharing some of her stuff about being some non-traditional learning, not as going through college, but through learning through some various other ways of life, how to be and do what she is brought to this world to do. Anything else on that? I don't think so. So at this point, folks, I will talk to you all next week at 2 p.m. Central Time. I'm one more time going to share this wonderful I Love My Green Bay Packers song with you. Oh, I'm sorry. There's one more thing I wanted to share with you. Jan Revelle's book about the spiritual trail women, female spiritual trailblazers, is available, and I will put that link also in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, and hopefully you will support her. This is the last week of preview. Guess what? Today she was supposed to go live with that book, and I am so thrilled for her, and congratulations to her on doing that with those 24 female spiritual trailblazers and how they have come with their non-traditional careers and things to learn who and what they're supposed to be. So, all right, I'm going to do this Green Bay Packers song one more time just because I love it so much. And then we will close with the song, as we always do every week, I Am Who I Am by True Trinity, the vocalist being Jillian Clark, also Rachel Martinez, and myself co-writing that song. And until...
Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played. I love my Green Bay Packers. Tell that Rush Limbaugh, tell Hillary and Bill,
tell them what
I love my Green Bay Packers. Tell Will and Scott, tell Oprah and Phil,
tell Regis too,
I love my Green Bay.
Down.
Oh, I just love my Green Bay Packers.
I love my Green Bay Packers. They love me too.
Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.